Welcome, welcome, welcome to the social circle. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm here with some some good friends of mine. You know one of them by the name of Stormy. We did episode one on his roof deck. We are live in Boston, South Boston. And on my right, I'm here with my beautiful, sexy... my God, what else can I say about her?
Are we going to do this again?
I'm here with my my beautiful, sexy fiance, Carmen Santiago.
Hi.
She says hi. And we're here with Stormy's little brother. We're going to call him Chris. Okay, he wants to be called Icy Penguin. So we're saying fuck the rules tonight. But before we decide to fuck the rules, the rules have been fucking everybody. I know that. Stormy, shut up.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. So, I want to start off by saying, first and foremost, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks in winning the NBA championship for the first time in 50 fucking years. 50 years it took them to get this far, to get the title. I know I had told you guys in episode one that I wanted to see Phoenix take it all the way. I really wanted Phoenix to take it all the way, and I'm disappointed that they lost, but congratulations to Giannis whatever the fuck his last name is, and the Milwaukee Bucks for on winning the NBA title. Giannis scored 50 points in game 6 of the NBA Finals, and I gotta say, he deserved the MVP in that game. He deserved MVP in this series.
And he passed Kobe's two challenges. Kobe wanted him to win the championship and win the MVP.
Kobe wanted him to win the championship and win MVP, and he did it.
Too. That's crazy.
But you know what's funny though? His brother won the title last year with Kobe's former team, the Los Angeles Lakers. Which, you know, I already knew the Lakers were going to win last year. I mean, come on. It's the Miami Heat, bro.
And they won by luck.
You got to think. It's the Miami Heat against LeBron, AD, fucking whoever the hell else was on there. Los Angeles Lakers, bro. If you're facing LeBron in the NBA Finals and you're a whack-ass team, good luck. Good luck to you. But other than that, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks, to the state of Wisconsin, winning their first championship since 2011. Since the Green Bay Packers in 2011, I believe it was Super Bowl 45, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, or 44, some shit like that. Congratulations to the state of Wisconsin, to the Milwaukee Bucks, and to Giannis for winning MVP. It was well deserved. My hats off to you guys. Congratulations. Moving on. Because I do not want to start crying right now.
You look like you're sleepy.
No, I'm just pissed off because I lost $20 in that in that series. And
didn't you bet more than one person?
No, I only bet one person. And I was smart to only bet one person. My wife thinks I bet more than one person. I didn't. Moving on to baseball. I had the honor and privilege to go to the game today with my uncle, who is from Brooklyn, New York. And don't be mad at this. Don't be mad that he's from New York, and I brought him to Fenway for a Red Sox game because he's a Red Sox motherfucking fan. And we kicked ass. We were down 4-1, but it was the monster eighth inning. I'm sorry, we were down 4-0. Monster eighth inning. That started with, hell, I don't even remember because I was so drunk in that game. To the point where I almost got kicked out because I told a Yankee fan. And for those who are WWE fans, you know what I'm referring to. I had did the DX suck it symbol to them. You know, yeah, the suck it gesture to them. But it was a monster eighth inning. The eighth inning was just amazing for us. The eighth inning is what saved us. I was sitting at right field box seats. And, you know, and literally I happened to be sitting next to a little 5-year-old boy. You know, I want to shout out to him and his dad. Shout out to his dad. And by the way, you know, I want to say, you know, personally to his dad, hey, teach your sons more manners, because literally he was cussing me out. A 5-year-old boy was cussing me out every time the Yankees did something good. And I'm like, what? Are you out of your fucking mind? And I'm like, yo, Pop, you hear what he's saying? He goes, oh, what did he say? Well, if you weren't so busy drinking Samuel Adams Wicked Easy. If you weren't so busy drinking Samuel Adams Wicked Easy, you would know what your son is saying to me. Your son had told me to go fuck myself and that the Red Sox suck. That's exactly what he said to me. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, yo, where's it? I'm like, you, what the fuck? No. His pop is just, you know, watching the game, whatever, and enjoying the game. I'm like, okay. I had 3 Yankee fans sitting behind me. And, you know, I was nice to them, whatever. I happened to be on the phone with a friend of mine. He had called me. And he was like, oh, where you at? You know, oh, I'm at, you know, Fenway Park watching the Yankees get fucked by the Red Sox. And I'm like, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sitting in front of 3 Yankees fans. It was a whole family. It was a mother, a father, and a son. They happened to be from the Bronx. They had come down here to visit family members of theirs or whatever. And they spoke Spanish too. So literally I was talking shit with them the entire time. You know what I mean? Like the thing with me is this, all right? You take me to any Boston sporting event, I'm going to talk shit. I'm going to have my fun. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk shit. I'm going to have my fun. I'm going to do what I do. And literally, it took me 2 years to hear Dirty Water play at Fenway Park and the last out and the Red Sox. It took me 2 years to watch the Red Sox win. The last game I went to was with my stepdad, and the Red Sox lost to the Phillies 5-4. This time, we beat the Yankees after being down 4-1 or 4-0. And we won 5-4. Like, that was fucking amazing for me. I cried. I literally cried. And the first thing I did was, well, you know, I tried to call my fiance, and, you know, she wouldn't answer.
I called called you right back. Don't sit here and lie.
You called me right back, yeah, but you didn't answer that when I called you. And it just felt great. It just felt great to see the Red Sox win and hear Dirty Water play in the Jumbotron and in the loudspeaker at Fenway Park. You know, it felt amazing.
My thing is, I'm surprised you didn't get into a bar fight after that.
The reason why I didn't get into a fight is because I was trying to behave myself, because it was my uncle's first time at Fenway Park. He's a Red Sox fan from Brooklyn, New York, believe it or not. And he wanted to see a game with me. And I said, fuck it, let's go. And literally, I had lost hope. I was like, literally, at the bottom, after the end of the seventh inning, I said, yo. No, at the start of the seventh inning, I said, yo, listen, I'm going to go get more beers. He goes, all right, go get more beers. And at Fenway, they stopped serving beer. They stopped serving alcohol at the bottom of, after the end of the seventh inning for some reason, which is stupid as shit. But yo, we came back. It was a monster eighth inning, and we fucking won. 2 years I waited to hear Dirty Water play at Fenway Park. And y'all can laugh at me if you want, but me as a fan, waiting 2 years to fucking go to a game and watch and actually watch my team win, that hit home for me. And like, you know, a lot of y'all don't know this. A lot of y'all don't know what I've been going through. Like, literally, I've been going through a lot lately. Family-wise, I just found out yesterday that a friend of mine that went to high school with had passed away yesterday. Friend of mine that, you know, I went to high school with him, he was in the bilingual group, you know. It's just so, like, in high school, I would always hang out with the bilingual kids, you know, the kids that, like, came from other countries and shit and, like, didn't understand the language. I would always hang out with them during lunch, and we would just talk shit in Spanish, you know, whatever. I had found out yesterday. My boy Carlos, we call, you know, Calito. I love you, bro. God bless you. I know you're watching over me, watching over us right now. I want to send out my sincere condolences to his friends and family and his loved ones. He was a soldier. He was in the army, you know. Hell of a guy. Hell of a kid. He's younger than me. You know, it's a funny thing.
What up, Dasha?
So, like, you know, that win today, being there to see that win today, you know. I know Carlito's happy up there, even if he didn't like baseball. You know, I didn't think he. I'm sure if I remember correctly, he's not a huge sports guy. Wasn't a huge sports guy. But like literally during lunch at school, like we would all hang out and like sit in the same table. You guys remember back in high school, those picnic table looking fucking things?
Like, I would always fold in the middle.
Yeah, the ones that would fold in the middle. Stormy, you remember that shit? The foldable picnic tables.
Oh, yeah,
in the lunchroom. Yeah. Yo, but like that's where you would hang out, and there would be like a section for just the bilingual kids. And I would hang out with them. I'm like, yo, listen, I'm bilingual, whatever. Or like, they wouldn't call them the bilingual kids. They would call them, fuck. I forget what they would call them. Like, multilingual. No, it was more like, shit. Okay, it's kids that like came here from a different country that are trying to learn the language but don't know the language. You know what I mean? Like,
I know the way you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. There's a word for it. I've totally fucking forget. But yeah, I would hang out with them and like me and Calito, you know, like, yo. Yeah, like, I don't know how old he was, but, you know, it doesn't matter. God rest his soul. I want to send, you know, on behalf of the Social Circle, I want to send my sincere condolences to the Soto family, you know, his family, friends, and loved ones. Te amo, pai. Y sigue mirando nosotros. Moving on. Shit.
I don't know what you're talking about next. You said it's fucked.
But I'll say this. So like, you know, the game I went to today, I was a little pissed off at first. Cause like, again, Alex Cora fucked up. All right, Cora. And this is me talking as a fan. I was a fan of you when you were in the game, and I'm a fan of you now. Get your bald fucking Puerto Rican head out of your fucking ass. Sácate la cabeza de tu culo, cabrón. Because how the fuck are you gonna put in... Okay, last night, you had Nathan Eovaldi pitch for... How many innings? A couple innings here and whatever. And then you take him out. And that's why we lost. If you left Nathan Eovaldi there, instead of taking him out early in the inning, bless you, instead of taking him out early in the game, we would have won that game. Today, instead of putting a better pitcher, you put Martin Perez. Okay. Martin Perez, he's a hell of a pitcher. I'll give him that. But my thing is this. As soon as he let go of the first two runs, you should have taken him out, motherfucker. You should have taken him out. But you didn't. Because your ego told you not to. So, Mr. Cora... I will say this, as a fan, as a broadcaster, as a former manager myself, get your head out of your fucking ass. And I don't care if this goes to ESPN, if this goes to your front doorstep in a tape, I will personally mail it to you. In wherever fucking house you live at in Massachusetts, because I know you live in Massachusetts somewhere. I mean, come on now, right? Am I right? Like, the guy's a millionaire, so. Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod, wherever the hell you live at. Listen, I will personally send this tape to you. I will send this recording to you. Or, if you want to send me an email, you can ask my attorney for my email, first off. And I will personally show up to your apartment or house, wherever the hell you live at. We'll sit down, have a cup of coffee, have a couple beers, and talk about how much you're fucking up. You want us to win the World Series? I have faith in you, Alex. Not because Alex is the name of my father, but because you gave us our 9th World Series championship. And I know damn well you're going to give us number 10. But you need to get your head out of your fucking ass. I'm being so serious right now. Get your head out of your ass. I love you, Alex, but por favor. Por favor. I'm not even going to call him. No, the reason why I don't call him Coach Alex is because he's not acting like a coach. He's not behaving like a coach. You know what he's acting like? A bitch. And no, I'm not going to stop this episode. I'm breaking the fourth wall. I don't give a fuck right now. I'm letting you know right now. Alex. Man to man. Hombre a hombre. Mano a mano. Sácate la cabeza del maldito culo tuyo. Get your head out of your fucking ass. Chris Sale, I'm pretty sure Chris Sale is completely 100%. So get his ass on the mound. Eduardo Rodriguez, all he had was a migraine last night. It was a fucking migraine. Tell him to man the fuck up. What the fuck is he, on his period or some shit?
No, I'm taking him home.
All right, Stormy.
You know this podcast, right?
Stormy's out of here. So, listen.
Hi, Stormy. Why is he playing good?
I have guy.
So, you see, I just need to understand why the hell are you acting like this? Why the fuck? Why? Do better. Wake up. You're listening to The Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm your host, Big Drink. Follow this podcast on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. We're going to move on to the NBA. As I said earlier, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks on winning the NBA championship, their first title, excuse me, their first title since 1971, and they won their first title since 70, you know, in 50 years, and they also, it was also their first appearance since 1974. And guess who whooped their candy ass in 1974? The Boston motherfucking Celtics. The 17-time world champions. Now, what's going to happen in the offseason? You know, who's leaving? Who's staying? The top names right now that are planning on leaving. Well, the top free agents right now in the NBA this offseason. I'm going to give you the top four. Kawhi Leonard is number one. Chris Paul is number two. Kyle Lowry, number three. And, you know, this person's really not number four, but I'm going to give him the number four spot because everyone's talking about him right now. Damian Lillard. Where are these gonna, where the hell are these guys going to go? Where do I think they should go? I'm just going to say that. Where do I think these guys should go? personally, I'm going to start with I'd like to start with Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard is a guy who has been in the talks for a long time. Along with Ben Simmons, like, everyone's been talking about him. Where the hell is he going to go? If he goes anywhere, if he decides to not resign with the Portland Trailblazers, will he resign? Will he not? Who the hell knows? But I'll tell you this. Damian Lillard, it's time to go. It is time to go. Damian, you're a young kid. You're a good player. I cannot find my cigarettes right now. I just found them. You're a good kid. I got it too, babe. Damian, it's time to go. It's time. Because I would much rather see you on a championship winning team than see you on a team that will never see the playoffs or will never see NBA, like, will never be close to the NBA Finals championship. To that trophy, that beautiful golden trophy. I would much rather see Damian Lillard and if anyone disagrees with me, let me know. If Stormy was here, he would disagree with me. But in a few moments, In a few minutes, I'm gonna have a special guest here that's gonna tell me if he agrees or disagrees with me. He should be pulling up any minute now. But I believe Damian Lillard should go to one of these two teams. Now, if he goes to one of these teams, he's going to have to change his number. Because, you know, one of the players on this team has the same number as him. Team number one, the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers, get rid of Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder's a young kid. I think he has potential to carry a shitty-ass team. He doesn't need to be with a dynasty like the Lakers. Obviously, the Lakers didn't play like a dynasty last season, and I'm not gonna talk about that. Damian Lillard would be a good fit over there. He would be a good fit in the Lakers. Number two, and I'm sorry, I did say two teams, but I really mean more. I'm going to say my top three teams. I'm going to say my top three. I apologize. Number two, the New York Knicks. It's time to get rid of Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose needs to hang it up. Derrick, I love you. I've known you since you started in Chicago. Go home. All due respect, go the fuck home. You're an injury-prone player. You've had multiple ACL surgeries, multiple injuries. What the hell have you done? Okay? I literally had faith in you when you started on the Bulls up until you fucked your ACL up the first time and then the second time. And I believe my special guest is pulling up right now, and that is him. So we're going to talk more about that in a second. But Derrick Rose needs to retire. Or New York just needs to get rid of him as a whole. And for all the other NBA teams out there, don't touch Derrick Rose. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the social circle. And my special guest just went to go take a piss. He'll be back. What the hell am I gonna do now? Okay, I'm kidding. Team number three, Golden State Warriors. No, I'm kidding. I was fucking with y'all on that. No, I'm kidding. The Celtics. I would love to see Lillard on the Celtics. I wouldn't mind that. What about you, Huguito? Would you like to see the Boston Celtics pick up Damian Lillard?
I don't watch sports.
Okay, he says he doesn't watch sports, so we're going to take that as a yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my special guest.
Bring me another beer.
So we're talking about Damian Lillard. Where the fuck should he go? I already said my top three teams.
Lakers.
I said Lakers, Knicks, and Celtics.
That's not bad. Utah's a good place too.
What?
Considering he wanted to go there. Is the Lakers or Utah? That's what he said from what I've seen. Utah's a good team. They don't got no point guard that's even close to Lillard.
Okay,
Ricky Rubio or Mike Conley's, not Damian Lillard.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize, but I believe my special guest is on crack right now.
Are you serious? You're going to disagree. You got me out.
I'm
tired, I'm drunk.
Okay.
Alright, Juguito. Alright,
bye. Have a good night.
I was about to drink the beer that I opened for you.
I don't know if I
want to
drink that right now.
I didn't even drink it. So why the hell would you make me open it if you're not gonna drink it?
I wasn't thinking.
Bro. Alright.
They're interested in Westbrook right now. The Lakers. I think that's interesting.
So, all right. Let's take it one step at a time right now because I'm talking about the top four free agents right now. I was talking about Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, Kyle Lowry, and Damian Lillard. Even though Damian Lillard denies being a free agent.
I would be surprised if Chris Paul doesn't re-sign with the Phoenix Suns.
I'd be surprised at that, too.
If he signs somewhere else, that means he got a more secure place to win a championship again. Otherwise, why leave? Kawhi Leonard, that's interesting because he could sign again and try to run it back. I don't think that's the best team right now. For sure, I don't think it's the best team right now, but it's able to get there. But there's a whole bunch of other teams that got better players in them right now. Like,
right.
You want to really take it to that level, you can say Brooklyn. They got Kyrie, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. I'm pretty sure they'll take out Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers.
But Kyrie's a to-be-continued, bro. You know, Kyrie's an injury-prone player,
even
bro.
Even with James Harden and Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant, no matter where you put him, he's a walking bucket. You can't contest him. You can't reach.
No, absolutely not.
So it's like... You got him and James Harden. They played together before, but now they're playing together next to each other. No more six-man role. Mm. Like James Harden had in OKC. So it's like... And you can't ever count out LeBron James either. You can never count out LeBron James. AD's a force, too. So if they get a third piece... Russell Westbrook, the only thing he got to do is learn how to be more of an assist type of point guard.
So let me ask you something.
Like Chris Paul was.
Let me ask you something.
Because you're not the best shooter. Westbrook's not the best shooter.
Westbrook is not the best shooter. No, absolutely not. Would you like to see Damian Lillard take over Dennis Schroeder's place in the LA Lakers?
You seen the old interview where LeBron James said, "Give me Damian Lillard. I showed you how much I appreciate him." This was in the Cavs.
Yep.
So him, AD, and LeBron James on one team. Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. That'll explain itself.
Have a good night.
Unless Damian Lillard plays like shit, they're getting to the finals. I doubt it. Bro. Damian Lillard be turning teams home, bro. You see what they did to OKC? Sent them home. They didn't see what they did in Houston before that. They sent them home, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like 10 seconds left and I trust somebody with the ball, I would trust Damian Lillard with the ball because he's done it before more than once.
Lillard's a beast.
Send you home, bro.
Hell yeah.
And he can shoot from the logo. It's not just Steph Curry, bro. They call him Logo Lillard for a reason.
So what about Kawhi?
Kawhi's a different story. He's a beast two-way player because he's a beast offensively and he can play defense.
Where would you like to see him at?
He's fine on the Clippers, but I feel like the Clippers need a couple more 3-and-D type players. Like a couple more Bradley Beals. Bradley Beals is my guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would love to see Bradley Beal on the Celtics, man.
A couple more Bradley Beal, 3-and-D type.
Hell, I would like to see Ben Simmons on the Celtics, man.
Hell no.
No? I'm fucking with y'all.
Why are we going to need a big point guard that can't shoot? Come on, man.
I'm kidding. Bradley Beal will be a good fit on the Celtics.
Bradley Beal looks like he's going to the fucking Warriors. Because they're looking for a player like that. Bradley Beal scored 45 points. He's done it already.
Bro, and it's like...
Before Westbrook got there, so it's like...
I just feel like the Warriors are taking all these young players that got potential and shit. I'm surprised they didn't pick up fucking, you know, shit. If it was the other way around, like let's say last year in the final, like last year's finals, 2020 finals, it was Warriors in Miami. If the Warriors had Rondo and they were in the finals, bro.
Come on. He's just a good passer at this point, bro.
But he's good at assist, though.
Yeah, he's a good passer.
Exactly.
What it is,
you know what I'm saying?
Pass somebody to get a bucket. You know what I'm saying? He's a good passer. But it's like, aside from that, I'd rather have Chris Paul than fucking Rajon Rondo. Because Chris Paul can shoot better. Especially the mid-range. Come on, man.
All right, so let me ask you this, right? Let's say you owned a team. If you had all the money in the world and you were able to buy a team, what team would you buy and who would you put on? Who would be
a complicated question, bro? Because it'd be if I want a team to rebuild or if I want a team to compete now, it'd be different.
Either or. Like both. Give me both.
If I want to help a team get straight to the finals. The Jazz are a good team to just switch like one or two players to get them straight to the finals. Who else? The Lakers are one good player away from the finals. Even though we don't really need it because LeBron James, you can never call LeBron James out. It's
hell no. Force. He is a force.
What other team really right now? Houston's down. They got John Wall, but John Wall got hurt too many times. And John Wall's a player who bases his offense off athleticism. He's not the best shooter, but he can take it to the rack. So the fact that he got his Achilles hurt is a real L for him.
You know what I'm at?
Golden State's fine, bro.
Golden State is all right.
Steph Curry is the best shooter I've ever seen in my
life. He's the best shooter in this generation.
Klay Thompson is the best jump shooter. Yep. He doesn't even though he got his Achilles hurt, he's a jump shooter. A lot of older players who are nice, what they turn into when they get older is jump shooters. He can already do that. So that's an easy 3-3-3-3-3-3-and-D if he wants to do the defense. He got Wiggins. Wiggins is, right now he's looking like a bust, but his Wiggins potential sucks. Is crazy.
He sucks.
And then who else? pretty much it. Who else? The Bucks? The Bucks ain't really going to switch their roster around.
No, absolutely not.
If everybody's healthy this upcoming 2022-2023 season, the Bucks are not definitely not the first.
No, hell no.
Hell no. They got lucky, just like with Phoenix, the perfect storm. Brooklyn got out. Lakers got injured. They got out. Clippers, look, Kawhi and them got out. It was a perfect storm, bro. They could have won it, but...
And I'll say this about Brooklyn, right? If they didn't have that many injuries and left KD to do all the everything. Work... To do everything, literally everything, all the work. Brooklyn would have been in the finals.
Brooklyn could have smashed Phoenix.
Brooklyn could have smashed
Milwaukee.
Exactly.
If they was on.
Brooklyn could have beat Milwaukee. Brooklyn could have beat Atlanta, and go to the finals and possibly beat the Suns.
I wanted the Suns to win. You know that. Because Chris Paul, I think he more than deserved it at this point.
Paul did deserve it.
He's been close too many fucking times.
Too many. He's been loyal to too many fucking teams, bro.
The Clippers, he could have won it more than once in the Clippers.
Yep, absolutely.
More than once in the Clippers. He could have won it in Houston that one year before he got hurt. Game 7. He took Golden State to a Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
He could have won it that year too, but he got hurt. He deserves it, bro. Him and Carmelo.
Yeah.
But Carmelo's in a different situation right now. Chris Paul is a completely different player.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a floor master point guard, which means he can win a game without getting more than 20 points. He can get 15 assists and win a game. He'll get 15 points. He's all good with that. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's not about getting 50, 40 points every game with him. You got to make the team better. Which is what he did at OKC and he's doing now in Phoenix.
You're listening to The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm with two special guests. One of them is my beautiful fiance, Carmen Santiago. Listen to her podcast, Carmen's Corner.
Yes, sir.
Right here. On Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor, as well as mine. Mm-hmm. And my other special guest, he likes to be known as Gling.
That's fine for now. It's funny.
Maybe he'll change his name later. Who the hell knows?
Listen, I got my own strong opinions.
Exactly. We're just here talking a bunch of shit.
Just like how Dame, you know how Dame, I told you, Dame said the Lakers or Utah Jazz were his teams will get favored.
Bro.
The Lakers will be nice, Utah Jazz will be good too, because Utah Jazz don't got a point guard close to Damian Lillard. They got who, Mike Conley?
Yeah.
Come on, Mike Conley got injured before.
So we're talking about the NBA free agency, NBA offseason. The basketball season is over. Like I had said in the beginning of this
perfect
episode.
Perfect storm for Milwaukee and Phoenix to get to the finals.
Milwaukee, perfect congratulations on winning the NBA Finals. First time in 50 years.
I give it to Giannis because ever since...
Giannis deserved MVP.
He's improved every single season.
Absolutely.
Every single season.
Absolutely.
So I respect it. He deserved it. I'm not
going to... And Giannis deserves a contract extension.
But I did have a horse in this race, and my horse in this race was Chris Paul.
But I do,
you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of young players who deserve a contract extension or a trade, let's talk about Zion.
I think his people said
Zion needs to go.
Right? But let's think right now. Let's think of a player who needs a player like Zion. What position he plays in on the Pelicans right now?
He's
a small forward.
Mm-hmm.
Go power forward. I don't even know, to be honest with you.
We do apologize
right
for
now,
this.
I don't want to cap.
See, we hate capping. The one thing we don't do is cap.
Especially if you're recording.
You
I don't want to cap.
Because it may cut off.
No. I'm paying attention to the time. We good.
Small forward, right?
I believe. Let's see. Stand by, everyone. He is a... What the fuck?
He's a power forward. Okay.
Well,
see, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
So, Zion Williamson. mm-hmm. is a power forward. He currently plays for the New Orleans Pelicans.
You see what he was doing? You know
he was saying? Drafted number one overall.
You see what he done when he was playing, right?
Yeah.
You see he can shoot threes? That's the mm-hmm. problem.
He was drafted number one overall to the New Orleans Pelicans in 2019.
His athleticism went from...
He has 2 years left in his contract.
Listen, bro. His athleticism transferred from before the NBA to the NBA. It's no difference. And he can shoot threes. That's right. Already an issue, bro. Come on.
Number one pick out of Duke. He was an all-star
Brandon,
this year.
I fuck with Brandon Ingram, but that New Orleans Pelican team is not really going to...
No. The
Atlanta got lucky because that's kind of the same situation.
Atlanta got definitely got lucky
because they're not really a out of compared to every team. They're not really a fantastic team, but it's a perfect storm. But all the absolutely. Injuries in the playoffs, they got that far. I told you, if it was Phoenix against Atlanta, Phoenix would have blew them out.
Yeah, I wish this fool was hot right now.
Chris Paul would have got his ring finally, and then I would have been cool.
You want me to heat it up or?
This thing is such a.
So glunk, just call me a glunk.
I wish Phoenix should have won it, bro.
Can you do that, baby? Yeah. I love you. I'm letting y'all know I love Carmen Santiago. It's my wifey. So y'all niggas better stay away. Anywho,
crazy thing is, didn't I say
coño?
The day Phoenix was up 2-0.
Babe, if you got another plastic fork, can you bring that too?
Fuck your fork. Listen to this.
I'm sorry. Continue.
I called it. I'm like, yo. I didn't call it, but I said some shit. I'm like, yo. Phoenix is up 2-0, right? Mm-hmm. I said it'll be crazy if Milwaukee wins every single game after that and just knocks him out.
And that's exactly what the fuck they did.
What happened?
Which is why I blame you for the reason why Phoenix lost.
Nah, bro. I wanted Phoenix to win 100%.
Bro, Chris Paul deserved that more than Giannis.
I fuck with Giannis, but Chris Paul has been putting too much work for too many years,
Chris
bro.
Paul has put in so much, too much fucking work
the only reason
on
lost,
too
bro,
many whack-ass teams,
look
bro.
Look at every time they lost, it's because of Chris Paul got injured, bro.
Yep, and absolutely. Absolutely.
The Houston one? Took him to a game 7, Golden State. Who was injured?
Chris Paul.
Come on, man. If you're not nice, you're not taking Golden State to a game 7. They're knocking you on in 6, and that's it.
I'm interested in knowing what's going to happen next season. Like, I'm
Chris Paul's probably going to opt out and then take the player option to get more.
Maybe. I feel like Chris Paul's going to leave Phoenix.
I don't think he's going to leave. He's going
to
take.
I think he's going to leave Phoenix and possibly go to L.A. Go to the Lakers.
If I want anybody to go to the Lakers, it's Dame. Westbrook can stay in fucking the Wizards. The Wizards.
Hell, I would love to see Chris Paul in the Celtics, but I know the Celtics can't afford him.
I want to see Chris Paul in the Lakers, but they can't afford him right now. I don't think so.
No, because the Lakers are
past the going to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
To go to the Lakers.
So,
that's crazy.
So, we got this breaking news. It was breaking last night. I
Bradley
believe
Beal
it was last night.
He's willing to take a pay cut to go to the Lakers. Which is wild that he would say it that straight up. Like, yo, I want to go to a winning situation and I'll take a pay cut to win.
So
I respect that.
So there's these two players that are interested in taking a pay cut and joining the Los Angeles Lakers. Bradley Beal is not one of them. No. You were wrong on that.
DeMar DeRozan.
It was DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry are willing to take.
They do need a point guard. The Lakers do need a good point guard, but.
They are willing to take $27.7 million.
If they both take a pay cut, that team can win the championship.
But the only thing that's wrong about that, the only thing is, the only problem for the Lakers is that they are already over the salary cap.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, they cannot afford them.
Imagine this, though. Get rid of Schroeder, get rid of Kuzma, and then you transfer that with Bradley Beal or Kyle Lowry. I mean, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry.
Kuzma needs to go. Like Kuzma needed to go, like, yesteryear.
Kuzma think he's better than he is.
Kuzma ain't shit.
You good, but you're not an all-star.
Bro, he's not good at all.
He's decent, but he's not an all-star. That's it. You
decent. He's not good at all.
He's not trash. I know boy plays that him all garbage.
I'm not saying he's trash or nothing, but he's just not good, bro.
You're basically saying he's trash. Stop sugarcoating it.
Yeah, just stop sugarcoating, bro.
Yo, fuck Kuzma, man.
Him, Kyle Korver. I said Kyle Korver. Kyle Lowry and
that's the Buffalo bit.
DeMar DeRozan. And get rid of Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma. They're running it. I don't care. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan have experience playing with each other for years in Toronto. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So you just switch that system to the Lakers system. You got Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. Are you serious? Everybody in that starting five is a champion, bro. That's gross. Everybody in the starting five is a champion. Tell me not.
Why?
Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Everybody in the starting lineup is a champion already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan know how to play each other because they played with each other in fucking Toronto for years.
Hell yeah.
That's a team right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team right there. If you really want to do that. But they look like they're interested in Westbrook, bro. Westbrook's an interesting situation. If you can get Westbrook to be unselfish, it could work. Pass the ball, get like 15 assists instead of trying to get like 35 points. You're going to have to take an L. What do you think?
Man.
Look at how Westbrook plays. What do you think? He likes to fill up the stat sheet.
Personally, I'm not too crazy for Westbrook.
Me neither. I respect his work in the triple double shit.
I respect him as a person.
I respect him as a person, but as a player, I can think of a lot of players who are better than him.
As a player, I respect him, and I respect him as a player.
Do you respect him in Los Angeles, the Laker?
Westbrook?
Yes.
No.
Exactly. I'd rather have Damian Lillard.
100%. Exactly. No, absolutely. I would much rather have Damian Lillard over Russell Westbrook.
Any day of the week, you could just...
Russell needs to stay in D.C. or just be a fucking free agent.
You got Dame who can do anything and he can shoot from the fucking logo. Logo Leonard. He can shoot from mad far away. And then you got LeBron James and AD as back. Bro, that's not even funny. Kuzma or not, Kuzma wouldn't even get that many shots if that's the case. He's probably going to go up Damian Lillard goes over there. Come on now. I just really want Dame and I really want Beal to go somewhere else. Especially Beal because Beal is still young.
No, absolutely.
You should leave. Wizards is a losing situation. You've seen John Wall be on there his whole career. They didn't get nowhere. Unfortunately, he got injured. Because
John Wall had so much potential.
His left-hand dunk was a force. But
Hell yeah.
He got injured twice, and it's like, Wizards is done for.
Mm-hmm.
The Blazers is a better team than the Wizards, but they're not getting to the finals, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're not.
Unfortunately.
They're not going anywhere, bro.
You got to leave. John Wall's in Houston. It's a good place to be, a good market. It's a good Houston, Houston Rockets. That's dope, but you're not winning nothing there. You may get 40, 45 wins, maybe 50, but like, come on. You're not getting past maybe, the conference?
Right.
If they get to the conference finals, I'd definitely be shocked. They must have picked up some good wing players, if that's the case. But aside from that, come on. John Wall could have done better. It's unfortunate because I like him as a player, but I don't think he's going to win a ring because of the situation he's in, unfortunately. Damian Lillard is one of those players. I think he's way better than John Wall, first of all. Especially that shooting.
Absolutely. Come on, man.
And I think since now, all these alleged, rumors coming out, just leave, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck too long to the... Like LeBron James did. He stuck too long with the Cavs, and then you know they weren't going to win. I'm going to leave.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait.
No, bro.
No, hold on.
LeBron James carried that Cavs team until 2009-10, bro, and he was like, I'm done, bro. I can't do it no more. We ain't getting nowhere. You got like 9 years to put players around me that are good enough. You still didn't do it. We got to the finals in 08. We got on 09 his last year. We got to the conference finals, I think. Nothing, bro. I'm leaving, bro. And he was like 27, 20. He was in his prime. I'm leaving. He went to Miami with two other All-Stars. He won twice. I don't care, bro. I'm doing it too, bro. You can talk whatever you want.
Not only did he win twice, but he won back to back.
If I can carry a team on my back for every single year, you know how good I am. So you can't be mad at me going to a team where I can actually win. You feel me?
Would you call LeBron better than Jordan?
Jordan's a better scorer than LeBron. But the thing is, with LeBron, Jordan, and Kobe, all three of them, they're the best difficult shot scorer I've ever seen. Like, they can take crazy hard-ass shots that nobody else will make, but they'll do them. They'll make it. Contested or not. You see LeBron James making them crazy-ass shots, bro.
Hell yeah. But I also see Steph Curry doing the same shit.
Steph Curry's different, bro. He's different. We're talking about a shooting guard who can shoot the lights out. That's different.
Bro.
Not the same. I mean, a point guard that can shoot the lights out. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, a big man. Luka Doncic can do the same shit to an extent. You feel me? But I don't think he's from Dallas. Where would he go? If niggas was in the Dallas team, I'd get rid of Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway was on the team right now, right? He's not on the Knicks no more, right? He's on the Dallas, right?
Yeah.
I'd get rid of Tim Hardaway. I'd get rid of a few pieces to surround Luka Doncic with more 3-and-D players. Maybe a better center. Because Luka Doncic can pretty much do anything. He can get you in the paint. He can get you in the rack. He can shoot threes, too. You've seen him shoot crazy threes. So you got a little bit of everything with Luka Doncic. And he's tall, too. So you don't got a small guard doing that, all those moves.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Philly will be in a crazy situation right now.
Right.
If Ben Simmons can do this shit, Luka Doncic can do.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yo.
A big point guard that can do all them crazy shits?
Hell, yeah.
Not even close, bro. They would have never lost to Atlanta or whoever they lost to. Hell, no. They would have went to the finals this year for a fact. I think they probably would have lost. I don't know. I just wanted Phoenix to win because Chris Paul deserved it.
So.
At this point.
We only got a couple minutes left. Let me ask you. These four free agents that I asked, that I talked about.
What are the free agents?
Kyle Lowry. Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
Chris Paul. And Damian Lillard. Just give me give me the name of the team. A short reason why.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's start with Kawhi.
Kawhi, he can either re-sign with the Clippers and try to run it back because it's not a bad team, okay, especially with him on it. I don't know. Kawhi Leonard plays shooting guard, right? A small forward. He's playing shooting guard.
Yeah, I believe so.
There's a couple of teams that can use a Kawhi Leonard. Any team can use a Kawhi Leonard to take him to the next level. But Kawhi Leonard is fine, and he's good in the Clippers team. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, yo, you got to leave the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? He's good in the Clippers team.
Yo, let me get some beers, bro. Yo, bro, you got some smoke, bro?
Nah. So I got to think about where he's going. What other team is it? Kyle Lowry,
yeah.
Where should he go? Yeah.
No, I bought him.
You brought these shoes?
Yeah. You want this one? I didn't even. Oh, I opened it. Didn't even drink it, bro.
About the food, man.
Oh, nah. We went to fucking. No, that's from the cookout. Kyle Lowry's like 35.
Yeah, there's he is. Right there. Kyle Lowry's 35. Kyle Lowry's 35. Where should he go?
You gotta think of a team that needs a point guard who can primarily shoot threes. Because Kyle Lowry, if you've seen him in the playoffs, when he's on one, he just chucks threes from the 3-point
line. Hell yeah.
Before the 3-point line, he makes them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not the best assist point guard. You know what I'm saying? He's not the best rebounder. He's definitely not the best defensive point guard. He can shoot. If he's on one, he can shoot the lights out. So think of a team that needs a point guard that can shoot, but not really all that on defense. Because Chris Paul and Kyle Lowry are not the tallest point guards out there.
Damian Lillard.
Dame? I fuck with my nigga Dame. My nigga Dame can go to L.A. You can get one real quick from there. You know LeBron James said, give me Damian Lillard. I showed you how much I appreciate him.
Right.
He said that.
He did say that. I remember saying that.
Come on now. Damian Lillard looks like a point guard. He doesn't mind passing the ball at all.
What about my nigga CP3?
Now, hold on. I'm not done with Lillard.
Bro, you got to hurry it up, man.
Lillard, he said he'd go to the Utah Jazz. That's a good situation. You get rid of Mike Conley. Damian Lillard and Mike Conley are not even in the same conversation to me. So he and the Utah Jazz are consistently a good Western Conference team. So he'd do nice there.
All right, CP3. Real quick.
Phoenix or LA?